Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here we go! Nails! Nails! No! No! Nails! Stop! Nails! Stop!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Can you just cough into the mic like one more time?
On that first like news, like I like I did something to the back of my throat, and I don't think I'm gonna be okay. So I guess this news or nope's gonna be all news and no nopes because I it's just
that's
you
kind
guys.
Of how it always is.
Go ahead, guys.
Good evening.
Nope. There we go.
All right.
Nope. No, go ahead. Tell your story.
Potential good news for health nuts, potential bad news for THC. The FDA is banning red number three food dye.
It's about time.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It's not until like 2027, 2028.
Oh,
so
good.
your Mountain Dew
Why
code red
is safe. Why
would
they not ban it right now?
Because they have to give time for companies
no,
to
don't.
Figure out a
no,
different.
Don't.
I
they
know.
Do. They do.
No, they don't.
We're,
because
yeah,
here's the thing. They make Fruit Loops for Canada and they don't put it in. So just make the Canada formula here.
But not every company operates in multiple countries.
How much red number seven dye do you think you put in your
red
body?
Red number three.
Three dye do you put? Yeah. How
Ooh,
much?
Ooh, yeah. Number three. That's
like
a lot.
I said, Mountain Dew Code Red is all just dye.
You don't do Code Red. He's a purist.
No,
oh,
he
I
does.
Love Code
yeah.
Red.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Code Red and Livewire are my favorite.
All the time at his place.
Oh, you would know because you go to his house.
I look at it and I'm like, oh.
It's good. I've been doing better. I haven't been buying it.
So I pictured you this whole time being a purist, like.
And his red and green M&Ms. That's dye number three.
Oh.
Is it really?
Yeah. Any vibrant like fire truck red has red dye number three.
That's all I eat. It's red.
You're going to be a healthier person.
Yellow dye number five. That's the one that shrinks your.
Your junk?
Your junk, yeah. That's the rumor.
That one's not getting banned anytime soon.
Yeah, I have not been avoiding that one either.
Clearly.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Congratulations are in order.
For Patrick Mahomes and his wife, Brittany Mahomes, as they welcome baby number three on Sunday.
Hey, welcome to...
Now, I know we're an objective news source, but I have to take a
First
stance
off, this
on
story,
this.
First off, like, I'm going to say this. They had the baby like over the weekend and you've
Sunday.
Been holding on to it.
Yes.
Because you're
well,
so
didn't
angry.
Didn't they release the name recently? It wasn't like at birth. Mm-hmm. And don't they have a theme?
Yes.
And I don't know what it is.
I think we're about to get the wrath of you.
Oh,
did you
want
to stop this and do a teed off with TAC later? Or you want to get this out right
Let's
now?
Let's do it here. It's fine. So their daughter, number three was born. Golden is the name.
Okay.
To join.
Golden Ray.
Golden Ray. Yes.
Okay.
To join her older sister, Sterling, and her older brother, Patrick Jr., who they call Bronze.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Golden, do you see what they're doing? Do you see what they've done?
And it doesn't stop there, Slacker.
But hold on. We need to... Okay, what go ahead and do the rest.
What comes after bronze?
Huh?
What comes after bronze, though? It's like gold, silver, bronze.
But they didn't go in order,
no,
by
they
the
didn't.
Way.
Yeah, they didn't. They also have two dogs named Silver and Steel. Now, you have a daughter...
Is that Brittany or is that Patrick? Which one of them is... Which one of them is into the metallurgy?
I don't know. I don't understand.
I feel like both if you're agreeing on naming your kids
I know
that.
One of you... Like, when you've got that family that's all J's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like one of them's like... Like, the family that I knew that was all J's, she was a J.
Mm.
Oh,
you know what I'm
saying? She's
leading the charge going, well, I'm a J and I want all my kids to be a J. And you're like, okay, well, that's... I've known a J family and a D family. And you're like... Just,
I knew a J family too. Yeah, they had like six kids, and by the end, it's kind of like
Jessica John,
JD,
right? Like, Jebediah, Jehoshaphat, and you're like, these aren't even like, okay. But Aaron, do you see what they've done to their children?
Yes.
What have they done?
They've ruined them.
No, but they've ruined one of them for sure, and the one they've ruined,
bronze,
is Patrick Jr.
Yeah. Yes. There's a connotation to gold, silver, and bronze.
What is number one?
Gold.
That's the latest child. You just said this child already
is the favorite.
Don't even know it.
Yeah.
Golden Ray, you're my favorite.
The youngest.
The youngest, you're my favorite. Hey, Patrick, who you have a dope name, you're named after like a great football player. No. You're bronze. You're our third favorite child.
Yes.
We don't like you
one.
Even second
yes.
most.
Why not name him 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
Like, just, I don't understand it. And then
or
and
name
it's
him
also,
a winner, runner have, up. And also place.
They have a daughter named Sterling and a dog named Silver. It's the same thing.
Mere Sterling and like the whole family.
The same metal. I don't understand.
Yes. So okay. if you're a metal detector enthusiast,
if you're ever
stay away from the Mahomes household.
Please.
All right.
Back to objectivity.
Good evening. As a wannabe gym rat, they cannot wait for you to quit your resolutions. Gyms are way too crowded right now.
Shut up.
They want you to leave, to get out. Stick it out. I believe in you.
4700 South Syracuse. If you ever win a prize here, that's where you come pick up your prizes. Or just swing by. We have a gym in the basement. Aaron's down there.
Yeah, I'm the only one down there. It's wonderful.
That's why you're not upset at New Year's, people.
No, but I do want to actually, because there's not a lot of equipment down there. I need to. No.
So you're going to go to a real gym?
I would like to.
I think we have a partnership with somebody, but I don't know who it is.
There's a couple.
But
nothing.
I mean,
yeah. I'm working on it.
You are?
Yeah, hopefully.
But then you're going to be one of the people that they hate. They're going to think
no.
you're a New Year's resolutioner.
No, because I'm joining not on the first.
I'm sorry. Who's Jim?
One more.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do you have anything nicer?
Good evening.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I've actually great news.
Okay, great news.
It is this year that we celebrate 40 years of the woman who changed the world. Carmela Vital of Dix Hills, New York, who invented the little thing that goes in your pizza box to keep the...
The little plate that we would like turn into a table for a dollhouse?
Yes, exactly. Mm. She had the idea. It was like, how come all these pizza boxers are squishing the pizza? And so she created. She never manufactured them a lot herself. She just sold the idea.
Can you imagine every day at whatever time it is, Lester Holt just comes on NBC News and only does stories that piss him off or interest him in like whatever his food habits are? Could you maybe do some objective news tomorrow? Like
that
some actual news stories. Aaron gets her agenda out there. You're like, pizza and I hate Patrick. Real news or nope starts tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.